Blog Talk Radio.
Because you have a seed in the ground, there is no doubt
that God is going to move on your behalf. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. So happy to have each and every one of you all on this thankful Thursday. We have so much to be thankful for. And we're going to go ahead and get right into the service this thankful Thursday. I ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer at this time.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thankful Thursday. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I like to start off with a scripture. Psalms 150 and verse 6, I believe it is. Praise God. Reading from the King James and the New Living, excuse me, verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And from the New Living Translation, it said, let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you, Father God, for another day, and especially another thankful Thursday. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless each and every one, Father God. And we are thankful for another day that we can share the word and hear others also share their testimony of the word of God and what God is doing for them. We thank you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches this word. And we are thankful for each and every one that's able to call in and be a part of our Thankful Thursday, and even those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to have your way in our life, that this word will be an aligning of our heart, that we're able to share this word with others, and also trusting you in everything, Father God. Lord, we come upon another season that some, their faith is wavered, and some of them just don't have the trust that they should have when we're trusting in God. But Lord, help us to also be that light to shine and help others to trust you at your word. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God, those that are in prison, those who are in the hospitals, those who are homeless, Father God, be with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, continue to have your way in our lives, Father God, that we would not only be witnesses, but also be doers of your word. And we give you praise, and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're so happy that this is Thankful Thursday. And I agree. Man, it ain't nothing like being thankful. You know, God... Yeah. He wants us to be thankful. See, when you're thankful, mm-hmm. you're appreciative. You're showing mm-hmm. your appreciation. When you're thankful, there's gratitude. It's so mm-hmm. much being thankful cover. But, hey, who best can tell it than you guys? So if anybody out here would like to be thankful for whatever, press 1 so we can let you on in here before we get started. Hallelujah. Anyone thankful. And while I'm going there, I'll just tell you, I'm thankful for the word of God, because the word of God is truly my light. It's truly my direction. The word of God is truly my way of life. And without it, I'll just be honest with you guys, I'd be straight lost. That's such a terminology. I need the word. Some folks, they can get by with religion. Some people can get by with denomination. Some people can get by with what they feel. But I can't. I need the word of God indwelling in me. Colossians 3:16 is real when it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. I need that word. If for no other reason, I need it to admonish. I need it to, I need it for my wisdom. I need the word of God. I just need it. No reason, he says in John 15:7, if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, you ask whatever you will, and it shall be done. So I have to let the word of God dwell in me. I thank him for his word, because I build my spiritual man up on the word of God. You cannot build your spiritual life philosophy and on theory. I need truth. I need the word of God. That's why Psalms 107 and 20 says, he sent his word to heal them. That word healed my spirit. Not only will it heal you spiritually, but it will heal you physically. So I need the word. That's how for the Father is through the word. For the Father himself loved me, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from the Father. See, I need the word, so I'll know that's how I believe in Christ. That's how I know the Father, because I have the word of God. See, the world won't know Christ unless they know the word. So I'm thankful for the word of God, and I could probably go on and on and on. But anybody else, you want to press one? You know, I remember last Thursday, Evangelist Renee, she got me fired up. Hallelujah. But if anyone like to have something to say, press one. And we'll let you in. This is like Evangelist Renee right here.
Well, right now.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The pastor's been teaching on that. The lesson this week has really sat with my soul. And I just was just saying it, devil, you a lie. In all they ways, that's the end. Oh, Jesus. It just left my head. That Bible verse you've been teaching on. Lean not into thy own understanding.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your
Trust in the Lord and don't lean to your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That would be so, because I think about my foot, and looking at the foot, okay, there's no skin there. So your mind say that cannot heal, but the Lord says yes, it can. You just have to look on that word, and all thy ways. I had to accept the Lord could do this, and he directed my path. And every day I could see that foot pulling itself together. And had I not known the word, I don't know, my foot probably wouldn't be here. I know the word, and I live by the word, and I have people in my life that know the word, that helps direct me in the right path.
Praise God.
God is just so good. I mean, that's all I can say is God is so good. All you got to do is lean unto him. Lean not into your own understanding, because your own understanding, I'm telling y'all, I wouldn't have had no foot if I'd have just stood on me. But I couldn't do that. I had to lean unto the Lord, and he directed my path. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because you can't lean unto your own understanding. Because your own understanding is not going to direct you to where you need to go. You got to be with that Lord. You got to lean on that word. And he direct their path.
All right. He will direct that path.
He will.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And I'm just so thankful. I am so thankful for Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bell. Y'all just don't know. I am so thankful for you guys guiding and leading me in the right direction. Because Pastor Bell was what I told her. I said, I'm going to just cut it off. The look in her face was like, what? She didn't say anything, but that look in her face told me, no, sis, you don't want to do that. And then it really was a struggle, that part of my life. And I have bad scars on the top of my foot from it, but the heel, you would never know that heel was open like that.
Thank you, Lord.
God is just so good. You know, the devil tell you, oh, you're not going to get well. The doctor's not going to heal you. No, the doctors are not. The Lord will, though.
Amen. Say that.
And depend on him.
Yeah.
And he will direct that path.
Amen.
That just sat with my soul this week. Praise God.
I'm going to piggyback on that, what Evangelist Renee was saying. She accidentally sent the pictures to me and Pastor. She didn't mean to. She was trying to send them to her son. That's how we really saw it. Of course, I seen it in person, but the pictures just brought it more intense. What it looked it like, and
yes, it did.
You know, it was so funny because her son said, "Mama, why you do that?" And she said, "Well, I was trying to send the picture to you," and she ended up putting it on. I think she put it on Facebook by mistake, but you know, that was really, it was really something. But I was reading again this morning, and I want to share this with you because it kind of piggyback on what she was saying. Also, it's saying God's will. To say, God, I am in awe of your power. Through the life of Jesus, you have shown me that you have overcome the world. I know it's your will for me to find peace in you during times of trouble. Help me to trust you in every circumstances I face. And then help me to show others through my faith that they can trust you too. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you know, that's trusting in God. You know, when you put everything that you have into the Lord, allowing God to move in your life, that's trusting him. As Evangelist Renee was saying, not on what the doctor says or not on what anybody else says. We have to trust God. And in times like this, we need to trust the Lord. So I'm also grateful for this lesson of trusting in God. And from the New Living Translation, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do. And he will show you which path to take. And that's such a blessing because, you know, we got all these different roads out here, but we want to be on the straight and narrow path and trust, and we got to trust to lead us that way. So that's why we have to allow that word to be in our hearts. That's why we have to meditate on the word of God day and night. You know, sometimes I wake up through the night and I just think about a scripture and God allow me to meditate on that scripture. And that's where we need to be with him all the time, calling on him and allowing him to move in our lives. So thank you, Pastor, again for this scripture, because the more that we study and the more you teach it, it helps And I'm praying it helps all of us, but I know it helps me to trust God even more. So I just thank God because, you know, his word is powerful, his word is faithful, his word is true. And we thank God for you, Pastor, teaching the word of God and allowing the Holy Ghost to use you as you teach the word to us. So God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Evangelist Renee. I want to thank God for all of you guys. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's about being in the word of God, man. That's where God wants us at. And when you be in there, you're going to trust him. You don't have any choice. Put yourself in a position where, really, I don't have any choice. If the Lord don't do it, it won't get done. And that becomes my attitude, you know. And sometimes you just got to put yourself out there like that. You just got to put yourself out there. You know, and then you're standing on the word of God. You're standing on something he said. And when you get bold and courageous enough, just like Evangelist Renee, she just took that scripture, and it went, every time you look around, she was talking about, by his stripes I'm healed. I mean, she didn't get on this broadcast not one time that, to my knowledge, when she was talking about her healing, not one time that she did not get on this, during that process, during that appointed time. Mm-hmm. She did not get on this broadcast without saying First Peter, by his stripes I'm healed. She drilled that in our head.
Oh, yes, she did.
I think anybody was listening during that time. I had to receive that revelation. By his stripes I'm healed.
Yes,
and if they missed it, they wasn't on the broadcast. But nobody got on this broadcast and heard her testimony, never. And miss that part. I promise you, everybody on there came to know that by his stripes, I'm healed. Because when she get up, that's
right.
What she was saying. By his stripes, I'm healed.
That's
and
right.
And if they didn't know what the scripture, we made sure they knew that by
that's
his
right.
stripes, that's why we, and that was really important, brothers and sisters, to know that she stood on 1 Peter 2:24 by his stripes.
That's right.
She stood on it. Every time she opened her mouth, 1 Peter 2:24 would come out. That by his stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
See, that's when you're trusting in something beyond what you can see. Something beyond what you can feel. Something beyond what you can touch.
Because
I'm going to tell you something else, talking about in our study this morning, the Lord put this in my spirit, that what's really important, the things you can touch or the things you can believe. See, the world live by what they can see, touch, and feel. Well, that won't take them through eternity. That will not give them eternal life. You have to believe in the word of God, something you can only see in the spirit. And there's no feeling involved in it. Your salvation is not predicated, I feel saved today. Because if you feel saved today, keep on living. Because tomorrow you're going to feel lost. Satan's going to see that.
All right.
He's going to see today.
All right.
But anyone else? Hallelujah. Again, I thank Sister Evangelist Renee. Just the mere thought of what God did to that sister is enough to get me fired up. That's like a motivator for me. When I want to go out there and do some damage to the devil, I'll do think about that. Think about how great God is, how awesome he is.
Yeah, yes, he is.
And he's trustworthy. See, that's what we've really been talking about this week. He's trustworthy. You can trust him, man. You can depend on him. You can rely on him.
Yeah.
But when I think about it, I'm thinking trustable. He's trustable. He's trustworthy. He's reliable.
Yes, he is.
And if he tells you something in that word, you can depend on it. Because he's dependable.
Yes, he is.
And he's strong enough to make it happen. He's honest enough to show it to the whole world.
Thank you.
That's
Lord.
The kind of God you serve. And he's faithful to stay steadfast in it that the whole world can see. I just like the fact that God is, he takes a personal responsibility for us. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
He takes a personal responsibility for his children.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he tells you, trust me, because he want to be responsible for you. Yeah, you don't care for you. If you're not going to be responsible, who does that? Yeah, he's going to be responsible. If I tell you, give me the check, I'll take care of it, that means I want you to trust me. I want you to depend on me. I want you to know that, hey, I'm true. I'm solid with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna stand on it. I'm gonna be reliable. You can truly depend on what I'm telling you. See, that's the attitude that we gotta have toward the Word of God.
Come on now, say that. Yeah.
And I want you to know, brother and sister, every time we trust God like that, trust me, he will come through like fine wine. He comes
all
through.
Right. Say that.
You can hear no more. Remember we were talking yesterday. I don't see nobody else raising hands. So we were talking yesterday about Joshua. I think it was in Joshua 10 and 12. As Pastor, she'll read that from the, I think it might have been Joshua 12. No, it was Joshua 10, 12, and 13. That's what it was. In Joshua 10, I think we had did Joshua 7, 3. That's what it was, 3, 7, and 8. But, and we left off at how God gave us unlimited righteousness. So we can trust God for our righteousness. And over in Joshua 10, 12, and 13, we see how that his standing before God invaded the enemy, and Joshua cried and told his son to be still.
Mm.
Before all the nation, he did this.
Mm-hmm.
And when the enemy saw that, they knew that there was something special about what this man was doing and what he had said.
Yeah.
He demonstrated the power of God before the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
He stood on righteousness that God had given him. But we're going to pick up that for a few minutes since we got a couple of minutes. That was Joshua 10, 12, and 13.
Okay. Reading from the King James. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day. Amen.
God. That's the kind of God you serve.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
It has been written. that God was going to do this for his people.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stood up and declared and decreed that this was the word of God, people were wondering why the sun wasn't going down.
All right.
Oh, yeah. They had a way of telling time. Can you imagine you got up, here it is 12 o'clock in the daytime, and boom, 4 o'clock in the evening, the sun's still in the same spot? Wouldn't that seem a little weird?
Amen. Yes, it would.
You. Yeah. But that's the kind of God we serve. It's when you put your faith in him and when you put your trust in him. I want to remind you of Elijah. Remember when he was at the battle and they were doing the battles of the gods over there on Mount Carmel? And where they called fire in heaven and rain upon the dew in the land. I mean, you remember that.
Amen.
He was absolutely master of the law because he was believing in God. And yet he had but a servant standard. And he was operating in a servant righteousness. And we have the righteousness of God, man. That's the difference. I know we was talking about that. And I'm gonna kind of park it there, but we was talking about the kind of righteousness that they had and the kind we have. We have so much of a better righteousness. Even with Daniel, the mighty men, and when I think about Daniel, I have to think about him being one of them mighty men. They, too, was only limited righteousness externally limited. But anyway, their righteousness was reckoned to them because of because God limited them. But with us, and let me say this, too, because they had the blood of bulls and goats, and that was their sacrifice. We have the blood of Christ, which make all the difference in the world. And maybe we'll get into it tomorrow. But you got to know, when you put your trust and your faith in God's stuff, it's totally different. There is no limit. With everybody in the Old Testament, most of them was limited. We are unlimited.
Hallelujah.
God through your sins as far as east is from west.
Hallelujah.
And then God gave us his grace.
Thank you.
That was nothing but grace that day when the angel came to Mary and told her, behold, God has found favor. That was grace.
Hallelujah.
Favor. And we need to live a life that God finds favor in us. How is that? By being in the word of God.
Yes. Say that.
Anybody else?
So, Pastor, I wanted to read that from the Message Bible to someone else, their hand here. That's Joshua 10, verses 12 and 13. It says, the day God gave the Amorites up to Israel, Joshua spoke to God with all Israel listening. Stop sun over Gideon. Halt moon over Ajalon Valley. And sun stop. Moon stop still. Moon stopped still. I'm sorry. Until he defeated his enemies. You can find this written in the book of Joshua. The sun stopped in its tracks in the mid sky. Just sat there all day. There's never been a day like that before or since. God took orders from a human voice. Truly, God fought for Israel. Amen. That's just amazing.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That's why I just love the word. Having women just bringing it out to you, man. I tell you. Anyone else? If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow.